It is December 15th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Yesterday, I attended the holiday party of Advantage Futures, which held a private party at Ceres Cafe in the CBOT building, renting out the whole restaurant for the event. The event had about 200 people there, which was good to see. Advantage had not held a holiday party since 2018. I can't share a lot of what I learned at the event due to confidentiality, but I can say this: Advantage is doing well. Joe Guinan is one of the nicest guys in the industry, and he has a great team at the firm. His three kids were there at the party and are all currently working for the firm in various roles, though one is getting ready to go to law school. I could not be happier to see Advantage thriving again and a smile back on Joe's face, reflecting his optimism about the prospects of his firm and of the industry. With COVID-19 cases rising in the U.S. again, the Biden administration is again making COVID testing kits available for free from covidtest.gov, the Wall Street Journal reported. There were 3,000 deaths in the week ended December 7th, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. On the positive side, hospitalizations were running below a year ago when the Omicron variant was running rampant. France has restarted five nuclear reactors, which eased the threat of blackouts, the Wall Street Journal reported. Nicholas D. of CoinDesk has an excellent recap of recent FTX happenings in his piece titled, "After Sam Bankman-Fried's Arrest, the FTX Show Goes On." Tradeweb's 2022 annual client letter is titled, "Markets Put to the Test Again." SIFMA issued a statement yesterday from President and CEO Kenneth E. Benson Jr. on the SEC's new proposals on equity market structure reform. See Leeds for that story. It begins, "The U.S. equity markets are incredibly efficient and resilient, and investors, especially retail investors, have the greatest ease of access, lowest cost of trading, and best execution in history. There is intense competition in the marketplace, both upstream and downstream, especially with regard to retail investors. A measured, data-driven review of the U.S. equity market structure, and specifically Reg NMS, has been a SIFMA priority for many years, and SIFMA presented recommendations designed to enhance the current structure to the SEC and Congress in 2013, 2014, and 2017. The substantial changes proposed today by the SEC are incredibly complex, with material impact to all market participants, but particularly to investors. You can read the rest with a link in today's newsletter. The Future Minerals Forum and Exhibition is January 11th to 12th at King Abdul Aziz International Conference Center, Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. The forum explores the future of mining and minerals in Africa, East, and West Asia. You can view the agenda, download a brochure, and apply to attend with a link in today's newsletter. It is free to attend. There are more stories from the first read section of Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have another MarketsWiki Education short of the day. This one is Chris Ferrari. Market structure regulations are tying it all together. Chris Ferrari, former head of e-commerce for ICAP and founder of 8 Point Strategies, is a master at taking complicated issues and breaking them down into pieces that can be readily understood. When at ICAP, Ferrari was tasked with explaining market structure to legislators and regulators as they crafted the rules to the Dodd-Frank Act. In this MarketsWiki education presentation, he explains the different modes of execution in fixed income markets in terms that we can all understand. Zillow, Craigslist, Kelly Blue Book, and the used car salesman down the street. You watch this video on johnlothianews.com. Here's a story from Gizmodo. We're effing robbing idiots. 8 financial influencers indicted in massive pump and dump scheme. If you have ever heard the words, "this is not financial advice," or "this is not stock advice" when scrolling through TikTok or YouTube, you can be sure the next several minutes will be devoted to exactly that. Now, federal law enforcement allege that several financial influencers, followed by hundreds of thousands of would-be traders, were using their fans to bet big on stock trades, all the while expecting to cash out before prices tanked. My comment, TikTok, there's bad advice being given. TikTok. Here's another story, this one from Fox Business. Former FTX spokesman Kevin O'Leary says he believes Binance put FTX out of business intentionally. Former FTX celebrity spokesman Kevin O'Leary says he believes that the bankrupt crypto exchange was toppled on purpose by China-based rival Binance based on claims made by ousted FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried and the actions of Binance CEO Chingpeng ZZ Zhao. In my view, my personal opinion, these two behemoths that own the unregulated market together grew these incredible businesses in terms of growing were at war with each other, and one put the other out of business intentionally, O'Leary said. My comment, and this is a bad thing. Why? Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. The headline is, "The cautionary tale of FTX. Visionaries drive U.S. capitalism, but investors must do their homework." This is from the editorial board. "Fake it till you make it" is an amorphism embraced perhaps too heartily by Sam Bankman-Fried, founder of the collapsed crypto exchange FTX. At the beginning of the year, SBF, as the board short wearing tousled hair 30-year-old likes to be known, boasted an estimated paper fortune of $20 billion. He ends 2022 languishing in a Bahamian jail facing extradition to the U.S. on charges of wire fraud, money laundering, and violations of campaign finance laws. In a written statement to a congressional committee, SBF admitted that he, quote, "fucked up," unquote. That is one way of putting it. Prosecutors put it another way, that he is the perpetrator of one of the biggest financial frauds in history. It will ultimately be put to a jury to decide whose explanation is most persuasive. My comment, the Financial Times editorial board weighs in on due diligence. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline, "New York City helicopters are back, sending noise complaints soaring 678%. Choppers ferrying CEOs and tourists are clogging airspace and irking at-home workers." The noise of helicopter taxis ferrying busy Manhattan executives to John F. Kennedy International Airport is so loud that Laura O'Brien has to keep her Zoom calls on mute when she works from her Brooklyn home. "They rattle our apartment. The floor shakes," she said. "This is something that happens in my neighborhood and across the entire borough." My comment, is this a sign of life in the Big Apple? Here's another story, this one also from Bloomberg. Holiday chocolate demand seen rebounding as COVID rules ease. Family gatherings and office parties to boost spending. ICCO, chocolate consumption in Asia expected to remain resilient. Chocolate consumption will rebound to pre-pandemic levels during the first festive season in 3 years without widespread COVID restrictions, the International Cocoa Organization said. The return of family gatherings and office parties will drive cocoa buying, ICCO Executive Director Michael Arian said in an interview. My comment, hot chocolate demand rebounding could just mean, baby, it's cold outside. Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our top story Wednesday was the Wall Street Journal's FTX's Sam Bankman-Fried charged with criminal fraud conspiracy. Second was Sam Bankman-Fried's parents were at his hearing in the Bahamas and his mother laughed during the proceedings, report says from Business Insider. Third was how to do fraud at a futures exchange, Matt Levine's column in Bloomberg. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from Bloomberg. Headline, Europe's trading superhighway in the Alps highlights data rush. Data centers are booming around the world, and location is all important. Bomb-proof buildings, biometric security passes, and financial trading at the speed of light. Welcome to data centers, a booming global industry that's hosting more of the world's money, entertainment, and energy use than ever. In the foothills of the Italian Alps, one of Europe's newest data hubs is a prime example of how these boxy buildings have become cornerstones of the economy. Since June, Euronext NV has facilitated a quarter of European equities trading in the former textile town of Pont-Saint-Pietro. And then the next story is also from Bloomberg. The headline, Binance's biggest platform shows concern over crypto contagion is rising. 7-day average Bitcoin perpetuals open interest is down 40%. Other derivative trading platforms show differing changes. One of the most closely watched indicators of trader sentiment on Binance's market-leading derivatives exchange suggests that anxiety over additional fallout from this year's crypto market meltdown has grown. The 7-day average of open interest for Bitcoin's perpetual futures has dropped 40.3% from the start of November, as of Wednesday, according to researcher CryptoCompare. And then finally, the last story, also from Bloomberg. The headline, BlackRock is caught in the ESG crossfire and struggling to get out. The asset management giant thrust itself to the forefront of the discussion over sustainable investing and landed in a political minefield. BlackRock, Inc. and Chief Executive Officer Larry Fink spent the last several years championing investment strategies that focus on a now ubiquitous and tormented acronym, ESG. As a result, the asset management behemoth has become a leading corporate voice in the environmental, social, and governance movement. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.